This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Could this former Ranger save the armpit? There's some news coming out about a possible job interview with the Astros. It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station, your home of America's team, and your first chance to win $1,000. Today is going to start in the 8 o'clock hour. Jason Garrett's first interview as a New York Giants coach. Will he sound any different? What's your prediction?
No. No, it won't sound any different. I don't think it'll sound different at all.
Okay. This was the Giants.
Do you?
Well, I listened to it.
Oh.
I did the editing and cut it up. So I know. But I would not have guessed that it was going to be any different. I would not say, yeah, I think he's all of a sudden going to give the Giants media a lot more than he ever gave us. But it was a little better than I expected.
I do have to say this. I do wonder two things. One, if he will, you know, because he's not a head coach, if he has the same process, mantra, you know, or if it's a little different. Plus, the second thing is,
he has to be more guarded as a head coach.
You do. The second thing is, he knows that area. You can get away with giving, we're soft media here. You can get away with giving canned answers. They will challenge you there. They don't mind getting contentious with you, and that's why everybody hates them.
Right, exactly. So this is Jason Garrett on the New York Giants official website. Why'd you decide to go back to New York?
Well, it's just a first-class organization. And you think about the history and tradition of the New York Giants franchise and what the Maras have built and what the Tishes have built and all the great teams, all the great coaches, all the great players who have been a part of this organization throughout its history. And, you know, when you're a player in this organization like I was for 4 years, you feel that. You feel that history. You feel that standard. And, again, I was so fortunate to be a part of it, play with some great players, played under some great coaches, and most importantly, played for a great organization. So really excited to be back, excited to get going.
I want to know, as you listen to this, yesterday when I was listening to it, I was like, I'm trying to describe the feeling. It wasn't regret, but it was, I was like, I felt a little connected to Jason. Like, it's weird. It's weird.
It's definitely weird.
It's weird hearing him as the enemy. It's weird hearing him talking about helping out someone else.
It definitely is.
Now, I didn't have 1 second of regret over it. I wasn't like, is he talking about X's and O's? And should we be worried that clearly Joe Judge got the support and endorsement of Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, the best to ever do it on their respective levels, right? There's no doubt Joe Judge, who worked with Saban at Alabama, said, hey, coach, what do you think about Jason? Because Jason worked with Saban with the Dolphins. And there's no doubt that he said, hey, Belichick, what do you think about Jason? Because they summer together in Nantucket. So that worried me a little bit. Here's JG.
Real quick to that.
Yeah.
Nick Saban also gave the vote of confidence and the word of faith to Tennessee about Derek Dooley.
Oh, did he?
Yes. He said, hire this man before he gets away.
Whoa.
So
right, that makes me feel really good.
He has impeccable hygiene takes.
Yes, he does.
That makes me feel really good. Here's Jason Garrett on his new boss, Joe Judge.
Well, we had a great day together. You know, I didn't know Joe real well. Been around him on a couple different occasions and had good conversations with him, really good football conversations. And, you know, he and I know a lot of the same people. I worked for Coach Saban. He worked for Coach Saban. Coach has always said such great things about Joe and so many other people that he's been around, that I've been around, say the same thing. You know, what he's like as a person, what he's like as a football coach. And, you know, we visited over the phone this past weekend and had a great talk. And it was probably one of those talks that I don't know how long it was, half hour, 45 minutes, and it probably could have gone all night. And just talking back and forth, getting to know each other a little bit more, talking about football. And, you know, that's when we decided it would be a good idea to come up and spend the day together. And we did that on Wednesday. I had a great visit with him, a couple members of the staff, other people in the organization. And it just felt right to me and felt really comfortable to be around him. I think we have shared values as people and shared values as football coaches and what we want to build with the Giants. So, again, just excited to be a part of it.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text is wide open. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053.
For the 214, Jason Garrett loved his landing spot in New York. He sees Joe Judge as the perfect type of coach to roll over and sabotage in 2 years.
Jason's bringing his gang in.
He is. Oh, my God. He's bringing all his goons.
Columbo is interviewing this week. Witten may be going there. Right? And by the way, you said that Cowboy fans, I wasn't here for Parcells. You said Cowboy fans and other Cowboys got ticked that Parcells brought in New York Giants on his staff. Vice versa? Does it work right here?
It might.
Would the Giants be ticked off if Jason Witten and Mark Colombo come rolling in?
Yeah, where's Mark Bavaro? Why isn't he a part of the staff?
Right.
I don't know if Mark's still with us or not. I should have said his name without knowing that, but just the first thing that popped into my head
right. From
the Parcells era.
Right.
Yeah, it's. I bet you it's the same, and I bet you this is like this in all sports, you know. But the best organizations.
This just in: Mark Bavaro is still alive.
He's still alive. Hey, all right.
There you go.
Woo!
It's right. Like me killing off Steve Sable, was it? Or was
yeah,
it Ed?
Steve Sable.
One of them. Right. One of the Sables.
I'm sure all organizations.
Well, I didn't kill him off. He is dead.
He is dead. I bet you all organizations have this though. Well, you know, we're a proud organization. Why are you going and getting the?
Why isn't Dirk the assistant? Duncan's doing it in San Antonio. By the way, Babe Laufenberg was on last week. He was tremendous. If you missed it, on 105.3thefan.com. And Babe brought up the point. He said, if you're Jason, do you take the year off or do you gamble here? Right?
You gamble
because you have to take Daniel Jones to the next level to reach the next level again as a coach for Jay Jeezy. If you want to be a head coach again, you got to make sure this is the right fit. Right,
you do. You absolutely do. Maybe he likes Daniel Jones. Maybe he really, because you're taking a risk not just on Daniel Jones. You're taking one on Joe Judge too. If Joe Judge is a disaster as a head coach, it doesn't matter what Daniel Jones becomes. Right? Like people get judged based on the win-loss record.
It's not a risk when it was your only option.
Well, no, the
it's
option
called a lifeline.
No, the option was just take the year off. Like he didn't have to work.
Yeah, but you. It's like my dad always yells and screams. Out of sight, out of mind.
But so is Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy
won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're not in the
but
same.
But nobody thought Mike McCarthy, like when last year.
Like Jason Garrett could go to the woods for an entire offseason and pretend he's looking at film, and everybody's going to be like, okay, cool.
Mike
so.
McCarthy, yeah. Again, let's go. Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl with prime year Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
All right.
I understand.
Okay.
It doesn't
and then, but then he was considered the reason that whole thing fell apart. Was Mike McCarthy. He was blamed for it. And nobody beat his door down last offseason. What, one interview, the Jets.
Yeah.
That and they chose a robot, literal guy, a robot who had a glitch over him. A disaster.
Are we talking about Jason or?
Adam Gase.
Oh.
A disaster. Okay,
eyes.
They chose Adam Gase over him.
Garrett don't have the same stock as Mike McCarthy.
He doesn't, but I'm saying is that, you know, teams are scared a lot of times to hire someone with no experience. And there are very few people who have a decade's worth of head coaching experience in the NFL.
The Nick Saban connection. Joe Judge, Nick Saban at Miami. This is Jason Garrett on NewYorkGiants.com. His first interview as a Giants coach talking about the Saban connection.
2 weeks after I retired from playing, my last year playing, I spent the last half of the season with the Dolphins as a quarterback, and then Coach Saban was hired, and I was fortunate enough to be hired as the quarterback coach. And, you know, I'd been around football, obviously, a long time. My dad was a coach. You know, I grew up in it. I was fortunate to play in the NFL for a number of years, but this was my first chance to be in the staff room and to be on the other side of it as a coach and have Coach Saban be the guy who was showing me how to do it was just an invaluable experience, and I can't tell you the number of times that I've thought about different situations as an assistant coach or a head coach, and you thought about, you know, how Coach Saban would handle it, And oftentimes I would call him and ask him how he'd handle it. And just a great resource, a great friend, a great mentor to me for a number of years. And, you know, knowing Joe went through that same experience down there in Alabama, again, I think that allows us to connect.
I knew playing this would be a gamble because here's Frankie. Listening to Garrett makes my ears bleed. Please stop. Big E, I don't want to hear any more of Jason. We've had enough of him. But I was like, we have to hear him in his first interview as a Giants coach. Like you have to play that, right? Here's the best. Now, look, 10-2 on the wheel right now, okay? 10-2, put your coffee down. 877-881-1053. Listen to Joe Judge's quote on hiring Jason. I've known Jason for a long time, not only through the general public, as well known as he is, head coach of the Cowboys. There were guys I worked with that I came across in my career, both Alabama and at the Patriots, that worked with Jason through their time in Miami with him. They consistently all reflected on how smart he is, how great a teacher he is, and how his perspective of the game was through a different lens than most coaches. Mm. Wait for it. And when he sees it, he's able to communicate it and paint that mental image to the players. And drum roll, he does a fantastic job of making in-game adjustments.
I saw that. I saw that.
No, Joe Judge, he did not say that.
He did.
Joe Judge's quote on Jason.
He did.
10-2 on the roads out there.
Joe is a busy man to have not watched any football from the Dallas Cowboys over the last decade.
Now, I will say this about JGZ. You could spin his numbers if you wanted. You could definitely spin it. He was in charge. He oversaw the number one offense in the league last year for a good amount of time. He was the Cowboys' offensive coordinator from 2007 until his appointment as head coach midway through the 2010 season. They consistently had one of the NFL's most productive offenses under Jason in 2019. You know, league-high averages, yards a game, yards per play, second in the NFL in passing yards, fifth in rushing, tied for second and third down conversion percentage, sixth with an average of 27 points a game. So you can go back and look at different years he had. As just the offensive coordinator, they were second in 2007 in offense. They were second in 2009. They were 10th in 2010, 2013 10th, 6th in 2012, 7th in 2014, 5th in 2016. Well, you could spin it if you wanted to.
Yeah, as under him, the whole time since 2007, second in yards per play.
As the OC or just under him, period?
Under him. So he was the OC from 07 till essentially they gave it to Scott Linehan in like 2015 or whatever. Like he was essentially the OC the entire time. Like you said, second in yards per play, fourth in yards per game, fifth in QBR. So there was solid numbers there. Solid numbers. Now, how much of that is him? How much of that is the quarterbacks? Obviously, you have to throw Scott Linehan and Bill Callahan and Kellen Moore and throw some credit their way. So, I mean, look, there's no doubt this team, the offense of the Cowboys, for the most part, has been pretty good. For the most part. There's been times where it was stagnant, though. You know, you had the latter part of 2017 and the Brandon Whedon, Kellen Moore, Matt Cassel year.
Someone texted, how is he going to clap with a play sheet in his hand all the time? It's a good point.
Well, he has tucked it. Remember, he tucks it in the front of his pants.
Right. So there's Jason Garrett, Giants.com, his first interview as a coach wearing a different color blue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.